When I first started auditioning professionally, I was 13 years old and a student at The Spence School, an exclusive all-girls college preparatory school on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Founded in 1892, the school is world-renowned for creating an environment of intellectual curiosity and rigor for the daughters of New York's wealthiest and most privileged families, and occasionally, somebody like me from the Bronx. The commute from our apartment to the trademark red doors that signaled the threshold into Spence took about an hour. Each day, often before the sun rose, I would wait to board the BX36 bus at the corner of Pugsley and Randall Avenues or run from the entryway of my building to catch it. Once on, I would flash my half-fare bus pass and begin the ride toward the elevated subway station in Parkchester's Hugh J. Grant Circle. This is where I caught the same number 6 train Jennifer Lopez would later name an album after, because this was the stop closest to her childhood home, too. Parkchester was the end of the line for the local 6. When I was 12 years old, the night before I had to make my first commute into Manhattan, my mother did a practice run with me, hopping from bus to train and then walking from the 86th Street station west for 2.5 Long Avenue blocks and then north for 5 streets to 22 East 91st Street, where I would spend the majority of my time for the next 6 years of my life. Before touring Spence and other New York City independent schools, it would have been impossible for me to imagine the culture of affluence and entitlement that existed both inside these academic institutions and in the lives of the people who patronized them. The wealth of many of these families and the opportunities that it afforded them was shocking. I found myself trying to make sense of the massive inequality that I witnessed and traveled through from one end of my commute to the other. I had dealt with a level of disorientation and othering when the talented and gifted program moved to the mostly Italian-American North Bronx. But even while race and ethnicity set me apart from those peers, we were fundamentally still a bunch of kids from the Bronx, whose grandparents had sailed into Ellis Island decades earlier with the hopes of building a better life for themselves in the United States. My grandparents came burdened with the additional challenges of a caste system, born of the history of slavery in the Caribbean, but we were still mostly members of the same second-generation American middle class, albeit some of us upper middle class and some of us more working middle class. What I witnessed at Spence was an entirely new universe unto itself. At Pugsley Avenue, our apartment was one of 10 on the 12th floor. To arrive at 12D required a long walk down a hallway lit from above with unforgiving fluorescent fixtures. In contrast, I will never forget the first time I stood in the elevator of a large doorman building on 5th Avenue and had the doors slide open into a grand apartment that took up the entire floor. At first, I felt bewildered. How could this be? Then betrayed. How did I not know it was even possible to live like this? Then resentful? Why don't I know anyone who lives like this? And finally, enraged. Why does it seem that no one who lives like this looks like me? But even then, I knew to hide this cocktail of emotions from the people on the other side of the elevator door.